As Gillespie put it, positivism limits science to the discovery of laws which reflect the operation of purely natural or secondary causes. Furthermore, there could be no out-of-bounds signs. Positivism assumes that when sufficient natural or physical causes were not known, they must nonetheless be assumed to exist to the exclusion of other causes. Gillespie concluded, "It was the prior success of positivism in science that assured the victory of evolution in biology." In other words, materialistic philosophy came first, and Darwinism followed. According to retired Berkeley Law professor Philip E. Johnson, Darwinism is essentially applied materialistic philosophy. Darwin's theory of descent with modification made sense out of the pattern of natural relationships in a way that was acceptable to philosophical materialists. This is why Darwinists claim that universal common ancestry is a fact, even though the evidence does not support it. "There is no real distinction," Johnson wrote, "between the fact of evolution and Darwin's theory. Ancestors give birth to descendants by the same reproductive process that we observe today, extended through millions of years. Like begets like, and so this process can only produce major transformations by accumulating the small differences that distinguish offspring from their parents. All the basic elements of Darwinism are implied in the concept of ancestral descent. Thus, restating the theory as a fact serves no purpose other than to protect it from falsification." So it's not evidence that makes Darwinism a fact, but materialistic philosophy. In 1997, Harvard geneticist Richard C. Lewontin recounted how he and Carl Sagan had once defended Darwinism in a debate. Then he explained, "We take the side of science in spite of the patent absurdity of some of its constructs, because we have a prior commitment, a commitment to materialism. Moreover," Lewontin continued, "that materialism is absolute, for we cannot allow a divine foot in the door." Too good for Darwinism. When Judge Clarence Cooper ruled against Cobb County's textbook stickers in 2005, the Board of Education appealed the decision. 56 professional scientific organizations joined together to oppose the appeal, stating, "The word theory is reserved for our most well-substantiated and comprehensive explanations that can incorporate facts, laws, inferences, and tested hypotheses. Thus, scientific theories outrank facts by subsuming facts and laws within them." If theories outrank facts, Darwinists should have been delighted when Cobb County called evolution a theory, not a fact, but they feared that the public would mistake theory to mean a mere guess or speculation. The Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology explained, "In science, a theory is a coherent explanation of natural phenomena based on direct observation or experimentation. Theories are logical, predictive, and testable.